Lord, give us strength. We're going to pray in the light. Eternal light.
Shine into our hearts.
Eternal goodness.
Deliver us from evil.
Eternal power.
Be our support.
Eternal wisdom.
Scatter the darkness of our ignorance.
Eternal love.
Have mercy upon us.
With that, all our hearts and mind and strength, we may seek your face and be brought to your infinite mercies, to your holy presence through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You know, with all the difficulties we're having right now, I'm just going to just lead us in a time of prayer and see what happens next. So, Holy Father, thank you for your presence among us. God, we need you. Our hearts are crying out to you, Lord Jesus. We don't know what we're doing right now, Father, but we trust that you do. Because at the end of the day, Father, we just have to turn our eyes upon you and wait faithfully. God, help us. Help us in our times of need right now. God, this nation, the world is crying out to you. We are doing our little part right now, Lord Jesus, our little part. But I know it's a mighty part because you are among us and you live in each and every one of us. God, we have been turning to the Psalms lately, with the Psalms of lament as well. We are lamenting, dear Father. The whole world is lamenting at what's happening to us. And we have to stand faith and wake and say, wait unto the Lord. And we are waiting, Father. We are trying our best to be obedient to you, God. The Lord has been with us, lead us. Solomon prayed for wisdom, God. Give us a wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, dear Lord Jesus, to lead our people in these uncertain ways, dear God. I don't know what to do but to pray. I don't know what else to do but to sit at your feet. I don't know what else to do but to sit at your feet. God, I pray my people you send me to will do likewise, God, just pour and sit. We get a chance now, Lord Jesus, to be practicing social distances. But maybe this is a time that we get to connect with our families all over again. This is a time that we can sit with our families and tell them the old story. Tell them the story of the whole rugged cross and what it means for us today. Because God, we know the victory will be yours. The victory is yours, hallelujah. Because you have already conquered death at the cross, dear Lord Jesus.
Yes.
At the cross. You went there for salvation in the very word salvation we hear healing. You went there to heal this nation. Now heal it, Lord Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let it be so. The word salvation, you can hear the word salve, the anointing. You can put the salve, the anointing upon us. Put your anointing upon this land, dear God, this global land you created out of love. Oh, God. We sing the words because you live. We can face our tomorrows. God, we sing them to you now in faith. Not just by words, God. We have been backing it up with faith. The faith that you gave us. Lord, you have been preparing us for this time without even knowing, because you've been telling us, do not fear because I am with you. But God, throughout this whole our lives, we have moments where we are afraid, and this is one of them. But you also were teaching us in that space, God, what to do when we are afraid. Some of us take a walk. When anxiety comes, you've been giving us tools to keep with those. Whether we go and bury ourselves in watching TV and step away from our reality for a moment, but you have been giving us coping mechanisms for times like these, Lord Jesus, when we just sit. God, We're holding on to the feelings and we're owning them right now, Lord Jesus, each and every one of them, whatever it's fear, whatever it's faith, whether it's doubt, whether it's faith, whichever it is, God, that we are, God, we are holding them. Because before, above all, we have owned you. You are our identity. You are the God that said you, with our faith we can move mountains. And we're sitting on that mountain, no, Lord Jesus. Show us, God, how to break down those mountains into pebbles that we can move them out of our lives. This is a time, dear God, that you're moving us to maybe just learn a new little technology so we can see our grandchildren and our children again on FaceTime or WhatsApp, whatever it was before. This is a time you have given them the knowledge, Lord Jesus. You have given our grandchildren and children the knowledge how to do this. Maybe as we sit in social distancing, they can teach us how to stay connected face to face. Lord, let us see your teaching moments in all of this. Let us see your teaching moment in all of this, Lord Jesus. God, we've been standing on, stepping into your story for 4 weeks now. This story this week is taking us to a place where you taught from Matthew, recorded from chapter 5 to 7. These three chapters, you're looking at and see all but red lines there, God. Your words teaching us how to be, teaching us how to live in faith. And your big idea out of this service, Lord, could be just this. That though we're in these times when we're weak in spirit, dear Lord, we know to turn to you for our help. God blesses those who are poor and realizes they're in the need of him. This is the story of the Mount, Sermon on the Mount. You open that story with those words, God, are telling us, God bless those who are poor and then realize their need for him. We need you, Lord Jesus. We are poor now, Lord Jesus. So pour that spirit into our poor souls right now, Lord Jesus. Get us out of the way, Father. Get out of the way, because God, you did not give us a spirit of timidity and fear. You give us a spirit of love. God, let us love one another in our distances in ways that we have never loved before. Father, we stand in this day of crisis. And this crisis calling us to live radically dependent on Jesus. It echoes the words of this old hymn, Rocks of Ages. Nothing in my hand I bring. Simple to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress. Helpless look to thee for grace. Foul to the fountain fly. Wash me, Savior, or I die. This hymn radically calls us in these desperate times. The teaching of Jesus Christ, which says, nothing I bring, Lord. Naked I come to thee, Lord. Helpless I look. Wash me, clean me, or I die, my Savior. Jesus is teaching us that this is the hard condition of a life that God bless. He is calling us to the big idea of the Sermon of the Mount. That Jesus didn't come to comfort the afflicted. He also conflicted the comfort. Because later on in that mountain, in the story, he challenged us. In those times we're in around us to push back against the kind of powerlessness. He keeps telling us that we can be righteous in these times. Even though he told the Pharisees and warned them that they are not these people who are the highest, the most pious of the days. He's telling us today, I warn you, unless your righteousness is better than the righteousness of the teachers of religious law and the first, you will never enter the kingdom of God. But I'm telling you this morning, my friends, we are standing in the gateway of King. We're already there. He have so much faith in us, telling them in those days, unless your righteousness with these most pious religious teachers, unless you surpasses them, we won't enter. But we have surpassed them long time ago. We have surpassed them long time ago when Jesus Christ's Spirit entered into our hearts. Hallelujah. 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 He was talking to ordinary people that day. As if he was saying, unless you get your spiritual act together, not just like the Pharisees, but better than the Pharisees, this kingdom life I'm talking about will not be yours. But we got it. We got it. Because the love of God inside of us keep us on that path. Keep us on that road towards perfection, where we will get to experience glorification, grace in another kingdom beyond us. We are on that path of salvation, that path we call sanctifying grace, purifying us day in and day out, so we can be yes and remain under the blood of Jesus Christ and his righteousness. For a time like this, for a time like this, I know, I've been thinking about what feelings I have right now. I've never done this before, God. I've never felt so hopeless. This feeling, if I should name it, is called hopelessness. Yes, I love my family. And I love this work, church you sent me to minister to, in this community you sent me to minister upon. I love them deeply, and frankly, I feel helpless to help them. But at the same time, I feel powerful. I feel powerful because you are my leader. You are the shepherd under which I sit. God, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your love for us. You created this universe out of love. You save it out of love. And you will get us through this by your love. Because scripture says God is love. And we can sit in the comfort of our home and still love one another. Because we have some faithful servants in this church. And I know that the Stephen ministers didn't think that they were being sitting in that 40 or 50 something weeks of training to just go out into the shut-ins, but now they can go out and call them every week. They have been mobilized to call every single one of you on our list every week. Hallelujah. And I ask that you, all of you, you have good contact lists for anyone. Call them every day. Let them know that they are loved and prayed for. Somebody send me a text this week. Tell me just that. Just to let me know you are loved and prayed for. And that made a difference in the world space I was in that moment. Call one another. This is an opportunity we have to look for different ways and how to connect with one another. Not superficially, but intimately talk to one, listen to their stories, see if they need any help. The ones who are able can go buy a grocery and leave it on their steps. Just don't hear the numbers of who are infected and impacted. Also hear the compassionate stories that's happening around this, where people are moving beyond themselves and for others. Hallelujah. Each and every one of us have a role to play in this time. Each and every one of us are healers. We can speak healing into people's soul. We can pray over them. We can pick up that phone and pray and pray and pray and tell them, I have been thinking about you. Don't worry. I am here to listen to you. Don't worry. Your Savior is with you. We come together naked before the Lord sometimes, because we have to come with all the things that boggles down in the world. But God is saying, I will clothe you. I will clothe you with my righteousness. When Adam and Eve, and that's how they knew they were sin, because they were naked. Who told you you're naked? But he clothed them. He clothed them. Sacrificially he clothed, because he had to kill something to put clothes, skin on them. And just like he did then, he's still doing it. He sacrificially killed his son for you every day. To clothe you, to comfort you. This is a time the church must lift up and stand on the promises of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let it be so. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. And you think we couldn't have church today? I'm so glad that we are not saying church canceled on our side, but looking for new and innovative ways to be the church. My brothers and sisters, I am so grateful for you, and I will continue to do my best to serve you in these times as we figure out how it should be. So be safe out there. And as Fox News tagline says, facts not fair. So stay informed. Keep practicing social distancing. And I'm going to borrow the term from my brother Jack I heard this week. It is our secular responsibility. God bless you. God loves you. I love you. And you can't do anything about it. So sit in peace, my friends. Jehovah Rapha, Shalom is with you. God bless you until we meet again. Amen.